Las Vegas Power Brokers have his hotline. Gambling Whales by him highballs. And when he speaks, the NFL, NBA, UFC,
ladies and gentlemen,
and big boy baseball executives listen. From a Las Vegas penthouse to be named later, it's the Freak Sin City Insider to all things numbers. Because Freak Nation plays the ponies.
And they're off!
It's like a nice clean start.
Yeah, oh, no.
It's Vegas Runner, now with Kenny and Crash.
All right, Vegas, there is some action that I want to talk to you about, but quickly. Well, I don't know if there's any kind of quick way around this, but I had forgotten that Carolyn Goodman was the mayor of Las Vegas, and I know the history of really her family, or her, I should say, former mayor and her husband, Oscar Goodman, and what he's meant to Las Vegas. But when she came out with those remarks about Las Vegas, first of all, I looked at her and thought, there's not a better person that could misrepresent Las Vegas. What is a Las Vegas? What are you, a Las Vegian? What are you?
That's a great question.
Las Vegas?
I'm born here. I don't know if we're called Las Vegans or Las Vegans.
Hey, how did Las Vegas take Mayor Goodman's remarks in regards to opening up Las Vegas?
Extremely disappointed out here of her showing on Anderson Cooper. First and foremost, you got to be prepared. I mean, if you're going on national TV, on CNN, and you're going to be asked about questions that you should know ahead of time, pretty much what they're going to ask, how your staff didn't prepare you for that is just shocking to most. But more importantly, it was just a terrible representation of our city and the people of our city. And the only reason she's the mayor is because of who her husband is. I mean, Oscar Goodman, a lot of people don't know his history. He's from Philadelphia, where I am, where I'm from. He was well known there because his history was as an excellent defense attorney defending some of the most notorious and well-known gangsters of all time. I mean, in Philadelphia, he was defending Nicky Scarfo and his nephew, Phil Leonetti, who are infamous. Then he came out here to Vegas, and he went on to defend Tony Spilotro, who you saw as Joe Pesci on Casino. He defended Frank Rosenthal, who De Niro played. He even defended Meyer Lansky and Herbie Blitzstein, you know, longtime gangsters. And he was so beloved as a mayor that he served from, I think, 1999 to around 2011, three terms. And he just backed off. I don't know if they could keep running, but he would have kept winning. There were five opponents against him in his second and third terms. And he managed to still get 80 to 85% of the vote. So he was beloved in this city. And I think it was simply a case of, we want Oscar Goodman still running our city. And why not take the wife? At least I think that's what everyone was hoping for. And we just got used to it. But I it would be extremely difficult to see her winning a re-election after that. I mean, even her supporters, it'll be pretty difficult to back that showing up. I mean, personally, again, I'm not a political guy, but I was just surprised how you could go on and be so unprepared.
At Greek_gambler, fantastic insight to not just gambling Las Vegas, but the history. Vegas Runner joining us here in the Freak Nation. 249 is still on. How are you looking at this?
It is happening, Kenny and Crash. I'm going full speed ahead. I believe this one's going down. We have a commission backing it up. We have a governor and state welcoming it. And we have three events planned over 8 days. So plenty to look forward to next weekend, with UFC 249 kicking off next Saturday. Personally, I've already placed six bets on that card. So wow. I'm extremely excited for it. Again, I haven't had action since the draft, and the NFL draft was really good for me. And most sharp bettors and the books loved the draft because it was the most heavily bet draft. And more importantly, there was such an influx of casual bettors. We saw with the ratings, over 55 million people watched the draft. That's unheard of.
Yep.
But again, there's nothing to really compete against. And more importantly, there was betting on it. So you saw when there was betting action, people tuned in, people bet it. And I think the UFC is going to attract the exact same thing over that 8-day period.
What about car racing? Because NASCAR has announced that they are coming back. Does that interest you at all now that we're finally off of the video game part of things? Or is it, again, just it's a niche sport that requires maybe a little bit of inside information?
That's a great question. No, it isn't. And here's the difference, that with horse racing, it's the hold is real high, meaning for, you know, out of every dollar you bet, the track's going to keep 30 to 40 cents of that. So it's hard to overcome that when you're being charged, you know, 30% to play. Yeah, that's the price of admission. It's very hard to overcome that. With NASCAR, with even NFL, with other sports, the hold is very low. It becomes beatable because the market isn't as efficient as other markets may be. A, because, again, it is a niche sport, so you have more casual fans betting into it. You don't have the sharp money that may be in some of the other sports. So I think there's great opportunity for us to make money in a sport like NASCAR. In fact, that's what I urge new novice bettors, younger bettors that are breaking into the game. If you want to actually make money betting sports and you don't have the resources, you don't have access to tons of information, your best bet is to look into those smaller markets, NASCAR, MMA, golf even here in the U.S. Those type of sports that the markets are less liquid is going to attract less sharp action because those betting syndicates aren't going to put in all that work, gather in all that information, and then not be able to get a lot of money down. So they just avoid them for the most part. And that's the kind of market a recreational bettor has a shot in. So I urge people that, you know, I know we love watching Monday Night Football and having action on it, but rest assured, those are the most difficult sports to turn a profit and beat the books on. That's why they're willing to take such big bets on. They're extremely confident that they have an edge over you. But in those other sports where they have small limits, that's because their edge isn't as great. So, yeah, I'm not to go on that rant. I hope NASCAR comes back quickly. And I'll get involved immediately because I think the opportunities will be there. Again, whoever returns is going to offer us bettors opportunities.
Well, we'll just give you a little heads up. May 17th, NASCAR is back at the actual racetrack in Darlington, and I'd say Toyotas, Toyotas, Toyotas. Kyle Busch.
That's what I want to hear. Toyota.
Vegas runner at Greek_gambler. Always fantastic.
Vegas. Thanks for having me, guys.